Hey, More Than Small Talk podcast friends, this is Holly. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts on anxiety and depression as a follow-up to our episode, Getting Back Up is Winning. One of the most dangerous aspects of anxiety and depression is letting guilt and shame take hold. Depression and anxiety are something you're fighting. They are not and will never be your identity. Imagine you're on a battlefield. You wouldn't look at the opposition and say, "That's who I am." No, you would say, "That's my enemy and I will defeat them." We need to approach depression and anxiety this way. They don't change how God sees us, his willingness to use us, or our worth to him and others. Don't receive or believe those lies. In my life, a combination of counseling, medication, exercise, supplements, changing my diet, reducing my stress level, cultivating supportive relationships, and leaning into God's love brought me into remission. It took time to figure out what I needed, and a lot of what I tried at first didn't work. If something helps you, continue it. If it doesn't, try something else. I'm aware I may relapse, but I'm thankful for this season and knowing I now have an effective plan for what to do if my depression and anxiety ever return. They're not in control of me anymore. Here's a letter I wrote to my depression and anxiety. I invite you to say the same to whatever struggles you're facing today. Hey, depression and anxiety, you think you have me, but that isn't true. I have you. That means every time you knock me down, I'll get back up. It means you don't get to define me. Instead, I will always defy you. You will never get to be the boss of me. God alone gets to determine my identity and destiny. You may make me hide under the cover sometimes, but you will not make me cover up who I am. You think I should fear you, but you should fear me, because I'm not giving in or giving up. I will never surrender. And I'll show the world who you are, a liar and a thief who whispers in the dark and takes what's not yours. You taunt me with shame and tell me if anyone knew about you, I wouldn't be loved. But I am not ashamed. I am named beloved by the God who crafted me into being. No matter what you say, he made me in an amazing and wonderful way. You'd like to convince me I'm a coward, but I'm doing whatever it takes to stand up to you. I go to my doctor. I see my counselor. I tell my trusted friends. I embrace joy when it comes. I do brave, hard things over and over. This isn't cowardice. It's true courage. You tempt me to hold back until I'm rid of you. How can you help others, you hiss, when you're still broken? But I've learned it's through our broken places that God's love often flows out the most freely to others. Here's the secret. You think you've taken so much from me, but you've done the opposite. You've revealed I'm stronger than I know, braver than I feel, and loved more than I can imagine. Let me drop this bomb on you today, depression and anxiety. You tried to make me weak. What you did instead was make me a warrior, and I will never stop fighting. You can find what I share today in my new book, The Powerful Purpose of Introverts, Why the World Needs You to Be You. And we'll have another More Than Small Talk episode for you soon. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.